Now, the GQ on the newsstands now has a piece on Art Prize by Matthew Power. I guess I view it as through the lens of an outsider from New York. You were quoted in there in a few places. In one part, you talk about you'd like to help educate people about art. In what ways do you feel that people need to better be educated about art who might be going out on the streets in the next couple of weeks for Art Prize?
Well, I mean, you know, I've studied art for a long time.
It's, sure.
You know, 6 or 7 years of higher education and, you know, living in New York for 8 years and practicing and teaching. And, you know, I'm passionate about this subject and I do it myself and curate. And you know, it's what I do every day for my life. And contemporary art can be a complex, you know, thing to understand. And I, you know, and I get that. So one of my goals with our venue is I really want, you know, I don't want to dumb down the work. I want the work to be challenging and at a very high level. But I also want the venue to feel comfortable. I want people who might not typically do this all the time.
Right.
You know, maybe they're only doing it once a year when Art Prize comes to town, or they go to a museum or two, or see a gallery show every now and again. I want them to feel comfortable in the space.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to, you know, our space to come off as feeling like some, you know, elitist entity.
Sure.
But at the same time, the work there is challenging. It's at a very high level. All of these artists are, you know, serious professional artists that do this every day. So, you know, it's an interesting balance. Something that we did last year and we will do again in our venue is we have these touchscreen monitors provided by TouchRev, which is a company out of Holland, Holland, Michigan, and several tech people who are part of this crew to put together the software for this. But what it allows viewers to do, if they're interested, if a piece engages them, they're able to find out more information about the artist, not only text, but also there's video interviews, time-lapse footage that shows the installation of the piece. You know, so there is information there that people can get that they have access to additional information if a piece interests them, you know, in a positive or a negative way. Something, you know, if they're even frustrated with a piece, you know, they can find out more information about it and, you know, educate themselves on it. Our volunteers will be you know, knowledgeable on all of the work. So anybody that you see in a SiteLab t-shirt and you have a question about a piece, just come and grab us. We're happy to talk about it. The artist will be there. Not in a promotional sort of way, like, hey, vote for me. It's more about if you have questions about the work, we're happy to answer questions.
So one of the main things is to make it less intimidating for people.
Absolutely. So we want that. We want that threshold to be very comfortable. We want people to walk in and feel comfortable and, you know, not feel intimidated, like you said.
Sure. Now, the piece, I mean, I guess, you know, what I'm hearing on the street, you know, some people found it rather harsh, you know, how things were portrayed. I guess my view is that, you know, some of the stuff was spot on. You know, it talked about pandering. That was fair. And then there were things where, you know, talking about calling us a backwater flyover town, which I thought was a little bit harsh and unwarranted. And I know the interviews were taking place about a year ago. So, you know, fast forward a year, you see the piece out. What are your thoughts and feelings on the piece in general now?
Yeah, you know, I think in general it was a relatively fair assessment. You know, I function in the art world where criticism is a huge part of it. So, you know, I'm used to getting, you know, I mean, you know, these things are heated and, you know, lots of things are said and people are, you know, opinionated and have, you know, lots of, you know, knowledge on the subject. My understanding of Matt Powers coming here, originally he was going to come and do a piece for another magazine about New York artists participating.
Yeah, because we had Rand Ortner the first year and a couple other New York artists who placed pretty well.
Yes, so he was he contacted the gallery that Elois Crunchlager is represented by to let him understand that they were going to be in town. So an interview was set up. And then I think his editor from GQ wanted it to be a much larger piece. And then obviously, you know, he stayed here a lot longer. You know, he took in the, you know, the city and the, you know, this Art Prize, you know, experience and interviewed, you know, Rick, obviously, and, you know, the Art Prize staff. And, you know, I think it became a much larger and broader piece. Yeah, I might not have used all the metaphors that, you know, he did. But at the same time, I think, you know, we need to be, you know, as folks living in Grand Rapids, I think we need to also be, able to take a little criticism.
Well, I think it's healthy to see things through an outsider's lens, because it's easy, no matter where you are, whether it's Grand Rapids or some other city, you're very much sucked into what's going on around you and insulated. So I think it's a healthy thing.
Yeah. You know, I think in general, you know, it was, like I said, a fair assessment. You know, I cringed at a couple of things that I was quoted at saying. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I did say that. You know, but again, like you said, it was a year ago.
Right.
You know, I feel even the portrayal of me, it was a fair assessment of that moment.
Right.
And the questions were asked and, you know, and my response, you know. But it's fine. I can't show my mom the article. That's the only. So.
Now, I understand, in addition to what you guys are doing with SiteLab, with the 54 Jefferson Old Public Museum building, that there's another project that you have a little bit of a hand in called artifactgr.org. Can you tell me a bit about that? What's planned?
Sure. It's a project that its genesis occurred in a collaborative design studies that I was team teaching with Gail DeBryan, a colleague of mine from Kendall. And we were posed this problem by the public museum, and we actually got to teach our class out of the old public museum space. And the idea was to come up with some creative solutions for use of that space beyond it just being a storage unit, mm-hmm. which it's currently been for the last 18 years. And one proposal that came out of that dialogue from that class was this project called Artifact, which was essentially this idea to invite people in from the community mm-hmm. and abroad to respond to an artifact or specimen from the collection.
Okay.
And so they created a blog and a website, and the idea okay. would be to come in, choose an artifact, something in the museum's collection that speaks to you, whether it's okay. something from a childhood memory mm-hmm. or something that you're passionate about. Like, for instance, Gail brought in an individual, I can't remember his name, that is like, he's a professional harpsichord player and mm-hmm. a leading expert on antique harpsichords. And
okay.
the museum has a really amazing collection of musical instruments, but in particular this one harpsichord. So he wrote a blog post. It's being documented by Tom Wagner, who's a world-renowned photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And then these images go up on the blog and the website.
Okay.
And also the museum's then able to build a database of
okay.
great images with information that also might add to the context of that piece.
Okay.
And it being part of the collection.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to make the community a part of it. And like, kind of as I mentioned before, you know, for folks like myself, that was my childhood museum. It's just, you know, a great way to reach back over time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you're interested in coming and picking out something and writing a blog post about it.
Yeah, I think I'd love to check that out. Very much so.
That'd be great.
This is Paul Jędrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Paul Amenta. He's the founder curator of SiteLab. It's a 2012 Art Prize venue at 54 Jefferson. It's the old public museum building. They're going to be doing a preview reception Tuesday, September 18th from 5 to 8, and they'll be open for Art Prize September 19th through October 7th. Thanks so much for joining me, Paul.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.